Beauty Brain's Fabulous Fanny. That one stops her midway in red italics on yellow. She's staring up at it when someone blunders into her, says something harsh in Japanese, and staggers on. Suddenly she realizes she's standing in the middle of the street outside a bellowing porno palace, a pair of bored-looking touts or security on either side of the open entrance. She gets an unwelcome glimpse of some decidedly foreign fucking, at once clinical and violent, on a big high-def screen, and quickly moves on. She keeps turning corners until it's dark enough to take the glasses off, the sea roar somewhat diminished. Here comes the wave. Her knees wobble. They've got some serious jet lag here. Makes the London kind look like the morning after a restless night. Beauty Brain, she says to the narrow, perfectly deserted street. Better get her fabulous Fanny home. But which way exactly is that? She looks back the way she came down this narrow street, no distinction between sidewalk and roadway. And here's the approaching whir of a small engine. A rider on a scooter appears at the junction with the previous street, a helmeted figure backlit by residual glare, and halts. The helmet turns, seeming to regard her, its visor is blank, mirrored. Then the rider guns the little engine, wheels around, and is gone with the finality of hallucination. She stands staring at the empty intersection, lit, it now seems, like a stage. Several turnings on, she finds her way again, steering by distant views of a gap sign. Television resolves the mystery of Billy Pryan. Trying to open the curtains for another look at the electric Lego, having showered and wrapped herself in a white terry robe, the universal remote activates the room's huge set instead. And there he is, in full BSE neopunk drag, half his mouth dead and the other twisted in demented glee, proffering a small bottle of Bickel, a yogurt-based Suntory soft drink that Case herself is somewhat partial to. A favorite of hers in the land of Pocari Sweat and Kalpas water. It tastes as though ice cubes have melted in it, she remembers, and instantly wants some. Billy Pryan, then, she thinks, as the ad ends, is currently the Gaijin face of Bickel, his complete lack of recent exposure in the Occident evidently posing no problem here at all. When she figures out how to turn the television off, she leaves the curtains closed and turns the room's lights off, one after another, manually. Still wearing the robe, she curls up between the sheets of the big white bed and prays for the wave to come and take her for as long as it can. It comes, but somewhere in it is her father and the figure on the scooter, blank expanse of that chromed visor.